It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
If you recognize this riff from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, you know what Riff Raff means by madness. Midnight Show audiences shouting at the screen, dancing in the aisles. Rocky Horror is about to celebrate its 40th Halloween. Our movie critic Bob Mandela remembers, too. He's been doing the time warp about as long as anyone alive, since 2 years before the movie came out, in fact, because he saw the stage show. So, earlier this month, we said to him, and he said, sure.
Took my first jump to the left, because that's how you do the time warp, in November of 73. A buddy I was visiting in London dragged me, no pun intended, to a musical so new he figured a deprived theater nut from the colonies wouldn't have heard of it yet. His pitch was that the show riffed on old movies, something that was true of half of Broadway back then, musicals starring Debbie Reynolds, Ruby Keeler, the Andrews Sisters. So I figured I knew what we were in for, till we got to the theater. It was a decrepit old movie house with lights kept low so you couldn't see how torn up everything was, or that the feather-boaed, high-heeled patron next to you was not necessarily a woman.
How'd you do?
A runway stretched way out into the audience, and after three pretty conventional numbers about a sci-fi double feature, a girl named Janet, and a Frankenstein castle, down that runway strutted a stunning creature, fishnet stockings, leather corset, mascara to swim in, singing in a rich baritone.
Don't get strung out by the way.
Tim Curry as Dr. Frankenfurter. By the end of that number, I was hooked, as was the rest of the audience, most of whom seemed already to have seen the show several times. There was no album yet, remember? But nearly everyone was singing along.
Just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
Flash forward a couple of years, and I'm working as a publicist for a chain of suburban movie theaters. On the schedule one day is not the Rocky Horror Show, but the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and it's my job to make it a hit. Couple of problems. Nobody in the U.S. has ever heard of Rocky Horror, and my boss will not let me dress our 16-year-old male ushers in fishnet stockings. The movie flopped, seriously bombed, pretty much everywhere, but at the Waverly Theater in Manhattan, it was reborn as a cult hit when midnight shows started attracting repeat fans. They dressed up as the characters, talked back to the screen, threw rice during a wedding sequence, and before long, fan groups in Pittsburgh and other cities were shadow casting, acting out the whole movie in front of the screen as it played. 4 decades later, they still are.
Come on now! Don't sit in the back! You want me in the splash zone!
The folks who shadow cast in DC call themselves the Sonic Transducers and are relative newbies. The group's only been around since 2009.
Hello, Rocky!
Though some of its members go back a bit further.
This is my 26th year, Halloween.
That's Jeff Baker, who can shadow cast all the parts. Right now, he's selling noisemakers to blow, goodies to throw, with a few rules.
You throw up and back, up and back. Do not throw at the screen or the actors.
Then once the crowd settled in, there's the welcoming of the virgins, folks who've never been to Rocky Horror before. There are about 50 first-timers tonight, welcomed loudly into the fold, put through a few initiation rites, and then finally it's time for the main event, the movie everyone is ready to mock mercilessly. Led by the Sonic Transducers, who really see this now as a calling.
I cannot imagine my life without Rocky.
Leandra Lynn is sort of the cast's mother hen.
I met my fiancé here. All of my friends are from here. Before I started doing Rocky, I was incredibly socially awkward. I didn't have anybody that I really thought understood me. And then I joined Rocky, and it clicked. All of us were freaks, but we were all accepting of our different freakitude.
Which was always the point with Rocky Horror. There was a transgressive, sort of outlaw quality to the freakitude 40 years ago. Less now. Takes more to shock people today than boys wearing mascara. The film that was outrageous and a flop in its first release has become innocent and a blockbuster over time. More than $100 million in midnight shows just in the U.S. and countless millions elsewhere. And the stage show is equally international. Sweet transvestites strutting their stuff everywhere from Korea to Argentina to Germany to Japan, New Zealand, Poland, South Africa, Iceland, Brazil. Rocky Horror has gone mainstream enough these days that it can even play on network TV, and will, in a reboot that'll arrive just about a year from now. Orange Is the New Black's transgender woman of color Laverne Cox will be Dr. Frankenfurter. That is a huge change in a way, but Rocky Horror fans will no doubt adapt. It is, after all,
just a jump to the left.
Freshly freaked out on sensation. I'm Bob Mondello.